Well, it's
7:07. Maybe we should get started. Richard, would you call the roll?
Okay. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Castaneda?
Adriana, I see you.
Okay. I got you. Bill Crozier?
I'm here and unmuted.
Thank you. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you. Robert Gardner? Can't hear you, Robert. Patrick Hoyt? He's been asking for an excused absence, I think.
Yes, he
Wally James? Wally James?
Wally's here.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Here.
Okay. Paula Miller?
Here.
Okay. Susie Moreno?
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Vanessa. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Okay. Darrell Robbins?
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Nancy? Can't hear you.
Nancy said that she's trying both numbers and she cannot get in.
Well, it works.
Two
we're
different
here.
Numbers she's calling.
It works. We're here. Nancy, okay. Wendy Sorrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Chapto?
Here.
Okay. Richard Uzel? Okay. Rita Washington?
Washington present.
Okay. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Okay. Ted Weiskel? Can't hear you, Ted. Venetia Williams?
Present.
Okay. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Okay, as I understand, we have one request for excused absence from Patrick Hoyt. Is that correct?
Patel Adams is present.
Patel Adams. Okay, I got you.
Dwayne Lark present.
Dwayne, got you.
I'll second the motion to excuse Patrick. This is Bill.
Okay.
Adriana, a point of information?
Oh, please.
Yes. What's your point?
Deb, you said that you received an email from Patrick. Did he send it to all of us or just to you? Because
I
didn't receive.
I don't know. I would have to go look it up, but I could do that if it's important.
Oh, yeah. I think
Gardner.
It's important that we are sure that all of us are in the same, have the same info. Bob,
can you call roll yet?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I got you down.
Bob Gardner.
I got you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, you want to ask about an objection, any objections to the excused absence?
Well, are there any objections? Yes. Are there any objections? Bob Gardner is here. So we're just missing Teresa, Nancy, Wendy, Ted, and Egberto.
Right.
Ted's on the road. He may have trouble getting in. I don't know.
Okay.
How about Patrick? Is he excused?
Who?
Yes.
Patrick Hoyt.
Patrick Hoyt called in and asked for excused absence.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Okay, you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, have you all had a chance to look at the... it's you, Don, here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Judon Boney.
No.
Judon?
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Teresa?
Teresa Allen is present. Did the number change for this meeting?
No. Not from the what I got, no.
Okay, I'm sorry for any confusion.
Okay. So the only one we're missing is Nancy, and she's having trouble getting in, is that it? And Wendy? Ted, who's apparently on the road, and Egberto, who's been absent lately.
Wendy's on the way.
Wendy's on the way?
Yes, she's going to be a little bit late.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have a hard time getting in once I had the right number, and it was my fault because I had just written it from a previous meeting. Sorry.
Okay. Has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda?
This is Lyndon. I'd like to have a moment to
I
speak
get
on
one.
That.
All right.
That we accept the agenda.
I'd like
so,
to
how about if we put it on number 5.5?
That would be fine.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Rita Washington.
We don't what?
Rita Washington, Madam Chair. Hello, can you hear me?
I couldn't hear what was just said, no.
Yeah,
Rita,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what Lyndon said. I apologize, Madam Chair.
Okay, well, he's asked to put a motion in, and I'm putting it in after number 5, before number 6.
Don't we have to bring that up when we go over approving the agenda?
We want to approve the agenda already.
Well, that's what we're up to, and that's where I put it in. And you can change it to whatever you want to do with it.
And where are you placing them, Madam Chair?
I was placing them after number 5, before number 6.
Nancy has arrived.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Nancy.
This is Nancy Sybar.
Nancy? Okay.
I'm being blocked from getting on the call, so somebody else is patching me in. This is really unfair, Chair.
I'm sorry, Nancy, but I didn't choose the numbers. I think that's done by Otis. And if there's a problem with it, somebody else had a problem also. I did not. I don't know what to say about it. But you're on now.
How's it going?
Okay. Has everybody a chance to look at the agenda?
Not everything checked out last week.
Hi, Deb. Point of order.
I did not get an agenda.
Is somebody waiting to be recognized, or are we just going to speak?
This is Mo Cortez.
Okay, can I have any objections to approving the agenda?
As amended,
yes, I'm sorry, as amended.
Point of information, what was the amendment? Because I was...
Lyndon had one put a motion in, and I put it after number 5.
What is the motion?
Between 5 and 6.
What is the motion?
You want to give the title of the motion, Lyndon?
Yeah.
No, the title. We need to know what motion is there. We are adding a motion. We cannot say it.
I heard you. I asked him what it was. If you be quiet, he can tell you. Go ahead, Lyndon.
This is my motion. I move that the position of interim general manager or general manager be unpaid beginning July 1, 2020, and remaining unpaid through December 31, 2020. Mileage and other commuting expenses would be considered for reimbursement, but no regular salary or any other remuneration would be offered through this period.
Okay. Thank you. And that's going to be following number 5.
Request for information, Lark.
Yes, Dwayne, what was your request?
Well, Madam Chair, I appeal to your years of service and experience at KPFT and the Pacifica Foundation. And the procedures and policies of Pacifica, notwithstanding the law.
Point of order.
This matter is out of order to be on the agenda.
Okay, somebody is calling. Somebody is calling you out of order. Can I have a? Who else was talking? Somebody else.
This is Chad.
Point of order.
Yes. A request for information or a point of information is to ask a question, not to jump the stack to make a statement. He does this all the time. It's a violation of what
he wants to say. Yes,
can
discuss
that. I was asking a question. Given the fact that if he has interrupted me,
just ask the question, please. Ask the question.
Well, I can preface my question any way I want to. So if he hadn't interrupted me, I had one more line. And that is, you should be aware that this is not the purview of the LSB and don't have the authority to do it. So it's out of order.
There may be objections to that.
Point of order.
Yes. What's your point?
I don't believe Ted has even been acknowledged as being present yet.
No, he has not.
Nope. Well, then, I don't know why he feels entitled to speak.
I checked him in.
Nobody's
asking the chair for the floor.
No, that's not true.
Ted Weisskopf wasn't on the call, please.
Nobody but Dwayne has asked for the floor.
Please, is Ted Weisskopf present?
I am.
Okay.
Can I have a point of order for 1 second? Can everybody put your phones on mute? Because I cannot hear. Some people got their phones, they're not on mute, and I cannot understand what is going on.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of noise every time somebody wants to speak. They're just speaking. So if you would, put your phones on mute until you want to
be
recognized.
Can I have the floor? May I have the floor, Chair?
Who's calling? Who's speaking?
Before that.
No, not before that. Somebody asked to have the floor. Who was asking?
That was Patel Adams.
Okay. Go ahead and take the floor.
I don't know why this is happening because we've mentioned this so many times before, but the call-in number for public is not on the website, and again, we're not being streamed.
Oh, my.
Point of personal privilege.
Please hold on a minute till we deal with this one. Will somebody drop off and call Odie and ask him to make sure that's done? Would anybody volunteer to do that?
This is Teresa. I will call Otis and make sure that we are streamed.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
The other point was that there's no call-in number for public to call in.
Could you, Teresa, while you're at it, would you do that?
Okay. Is the number you want posted on KPFTX this same number that all the LSB members are calling in on?
I believe so. I don't know. I don't know how Otis does it. It would be a good idea to have a separate number, but I'm not going to legislate that.
I will ask
Madam
Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
What's the point of order?
Point of order. That protocol has never been established, to my knowledge, and it feeds right into the motion that I made as another example of why we need to straighten all this out.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, Sandra. Go ahead.
I was just going to say again that I would like to point out that there is already a member of the public on the call patiently waiting for his turn to speak during public comment. And I'm going to announce the number right now that I use to call in. It is 619-309-1058. And the access code is 497366 pound. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
That's really sweet, but we're not being
streamed. Adriana, you have been trying to be recognized. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Madam Chair, or how that works?
Adriana, I heard you ask to be recognized. Do you have something to say?
Yes, Madam Chair. We receive an email from the interim general manager saying that he needs to call, but he doesn't have the information and the PIN number or the number to call. I think that was important. That's why I was trying to get your attention. Thank you.
Okay. I cannot get off the call and get it. The number is posted. It's on. If he can look it up the same way I did. Where were we? Agenda approval. Is there any amendment, any further amendment to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda approved as amended.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
What's your point, Adriana?
I'm against approving the agenda with that motion in. You don't recognize people to be against. I'm against that agenda. How can we do
what
that?
What amendment do you? What adjustment do you have? Amendment or adjustment?
Yes, I don't like the amendment. I think that we cannot talk in open session about these kind of things, and we should know better that he's calling for new lawsuit against the foundation, a director doing that. Don't you think that is enough damage already done?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard. Go ahead. Go ahead, Richard.
We debate the motion when we get to the motion. Right now, we just need to approve the agenda.
Thank you.
That's why I'm against that motion. I don't want
to. Okay, put down that Adriana objects to the agenda.
No, you need to call the
vote. You need to vote.
Right.
When there's an objection, you need to call a vote.
It will simply waste time. Everybody else was approving. Nobody spoke up but you.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to take the vote?
Well, okay. The motion just a waste of time.
I have a point of information, Chair. This is Patel Adams.
Yes. Go ahead.
Do you not need a 2/3 vote to add an item to the agenda after?
I don't believe so, no.
Not until it's approved. You want me to
I
call
think
the
it
roll?
Has to be.
Do you want me to call the roll, Madam Chair?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Call the roll.
Okay. Alan, this is for approval of the agenda. Alan? Can't hear you, Teresa.
I think she was making a phone call. Go ahead.
Castaneda?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Foley?
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
No.
No. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lark?
No.
No. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
No.
No. Miller?
Yes. Approved agenda.
Yes. Moreno?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Rawline?
Yes.
Yes. Robbins?
No.
No. Sabara Naratomi?
No. It's against the bylaws.
No. Did Winnie Sorrell get here? Richard Uzzell, yes.
You called
Washington? Rita Washington?
I approve the agenda, yes.
I'll call her last. I'll call her last. Let me do this. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita.
Washington, no.
No, I got you. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Ted Weisbill? Ted?
No.
No. Williams?
No.
William?
No. No.
Okay. Egberto Willis, did you get here? Okay, let me count these up. That fails 8 to 11.
So what is it we have to do now? The agenda fails, where you just hang up?
That's a good question.
That was happening.
This is Patel Adams.
I guess you go back and talk to the. I guess you go back and revisit that amendment to add, and have a vote on it.
I think that if it failed, we now go ahead and vote for the agenda without the amendment.
Bill for the stack.
The amendment never was voted on, so it probably needs to be voted
Bill.
On.
Well, Ted has made a point in the past that we don't have to ever approve the agenda. So why don't we just go on?
That's right.
No, that was rejected, sir.
But it was rejected, so it's off.
Well,
as Ted says, and he's the parliamentarian here, it does. You don't have to approve the agenda.
Point of information. We don't have to approve the motion either.
Right. If we don't have to approve the agenda, then how can you add something to it? That's not right. So, explain.
The motion.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Clark requests to be recognized. Dwayne Clark requests to be recognized.
Go
Madam
ahead, Dwayne.
Chair.
Yes.
I would agree to your interpretation of previous interpretations that Ted made, but that's only when you have not had a vote. When you don't have a vote, it is implied consent is the term used. But when you have a vote and you do not have an agenda that is approved, then that means that you don't have a guideline or you don't have a roadmap for a meeting, period.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I would say I would partially agree with that, maybe even totally. I would say go back and vote on that agenda, that motion that was requested to add something to the agenda.
Right.
Too late.
It never was voted on.
You can't go back. It's too late.
I do agree.
That's been taken by this body.
We don't have an agenda. You can go back.
No, you can't. The action has been taken
Why
by this
you?
Body. This body
hey,
voted
yeah,
to not accept this
floor.
Agenda.
Okay, what do we do? Just
yeah,
jump out the window?
I mean, well, if you can't take it back and you can't go forward, what can you do? Just forget the whole meeting?
Diana is asking for the floor with a solution, Madam Chair.
I think that it's perfectly proper to add a motion by somebody, by anybody, and that this voting it down ahead of even hearing it is represents short-sighted prejudice and is not typical or what we're looking for from Pacifica. If there is an issue that somebody wants to bring up and you won't let it come up, then there's no discussion, and what are we doing here?
Adriana's been trying to get the floor, Madam Chair.
Adriana's had the floor. I don't mind recognizing her, but don't act like she hasn't had her say.
She was,
go ahead, Adriana. What do you want to say?
Talking. I'm not trying to act like anything, and now I'm prejudiced.
I'm asking a move that we approve the original agenda without the amendment. That is the solution, Madam Chair.
Exactly.
Teresa
okay.
for the stack. Teresa for
Go
the
ahead,
stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, we may want to hold an executive session to discuss the amendment that or the motion that was suggested by Lyndon Foley.
Okay.
So I would not disapprove of approving the agenda as made. And I do have something to report regarding my discussion with Otis McClay. When you are ready.
Okay, go ahead now. Let's do it now.
Let's discuss one thing at a time, Madam Chair. Maybe we ought to.
Oh, I don't want you there.
I said, hold on. I'm going to say something.
You bring up two things.
Can I have some order? May I have some order? May I have some order, please? We were on the agenda approval. How about if there is no contention with the agenda as set up, let's go approve that, and we can talk about a motion later.
You lost order when you didn't accept Adriana's motion.
And your honor made a motion. I second the motion. That's when you lost order. By
Teresa Cox.
What is the motion?
Can I answer this, Steph?
We can either proceed or you can spend your time trying to make people wrong. The point is, we want to get something done. I am suggesting we proceed with the agenda as written.
You're recording your message.
Press 1.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message back, message canceled. Thank you
Madam
for calling.
Chair, everyone needs
Goodbye.
To mute.
Okay. Are we all on
there?
Marianne for the stack.
I'm sorry, who was it for the stack?
Marianne.
Marianne, go ahead, Marianne.
I have not. The reason I voted against it is because I haven't gotten an agenda, and I don't know how many. I guess this is the second time. I didn't get an agenda the last time. I didn't get one this time. I just checked that old email address, and it didn't go there. So if anybody's sending me an agenda, I don't know where it's going.
I think
but
you
I'm
can
not
get it if you go to KPFT. Richard, where do you get it?
No, it's not on KPFTX either. I just looked.
Madam Chair, I will forward
you. See if it's in your spam.
No, I checked the spam already.
I can't send it to you right now.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
All right. I see the second posting of the minutes. No, I'm sorry. The second posting of the agenda went out today. I received it at 10:54 a.m. I will forward it to Marianne Martinez and anyone else who needs it.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who needs it?
I do.
Richard.
Richard, what's it? What do you
want? It's going out to Marianne
Richard.
Martinez and Darrell Roberts and Richard Uzzell.
No, not to Richard Uzzell. He sent it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, you have
yes.
a motion on the floor to
accept the agenda. To accept the agenda without the addition.
Right.
Is there any objection to that?
Request for information.
Yes, go ahead.
Teresa had said something about adding an executive session. Is that part of this now or not?
I think there's been a motion to add an executive session.
No. We're just trying to get the agenda approved without the one that failed.
Point of
yes.
information.
Yes.
We take one motion at a time?
We are supposed to be taking one motion at
okay.
a time. Are we speaking one motion at a time? No. We are supposed to be taking the agenda approval without the addition that I asked to be put on.
Correct.
Now, may we have any objections, or can we assume that's approved? Hearing no objections, I'm calling it approved.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, you may.
Alan. Okay. I would like to move that we schedule an executive session. Perhaps Lyndon would suggest a date and time to discuss something, anything that needs to be discussed in executive session, based upon some things that were voted upon in our latest PNB Finance Committee meeting.
Well, I think that's what promoted this motion to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
so,
yeah.
I would like to move that we schedule an executive session. I think maybe it could
okay.
Be
is there any objection to that?
Or?
Bill, I object.
Yes, I object.
What's your objection?
I object
to
it.
If it's about finances, it shouldn't be. Which I think it is. It shouldn't be an executive session. It should be open.
Oh, you're right. It is about finances.
And it's nothing that's pressing either. That this body can do anything about.
Alan, Teresa Allen for the stack.
Madam Chair.
Teresa
Allen
go ahead.
For the stack.
Teresa, go ahead. Teresa, go ahead.
I think you go into executive session if you have anything that involves contracts, real estate, personnel. So if it would affect, I don't know if Bill has some other proposal. I'm just skittish about scheduling a meeting to discuss this motion as it stands.
Okay. Well,
so we haven't heard it yet.
So
we have some more discussion about that.
Bill, what was your objection, or what was you were you thinking about
I just said if
how
it
this should
if
be handled.
Yeah, I said if it's about finances, it should be an open session. But, I mean, I don't know what else Teresa may want to bring up. I mean, if she has other things appropriate for executive session, okay.
I think it was simply about my understanding of it was
because,
it was simply about finances.
If it just becomes
Dwayne Rock on the exit as well.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Dwayne?
Okay, Bob has a point of information, and I have an objection as well.
What's your objection? You're got the floor.
Okay. My objection is whatever was discussed at the PNB level is going to be handled at the PNB level, and having an extra meeting that we don't even have any purview or any control or any power over, it's superfluous. So she can discuss or report any concerns she has that she heard on a PNC meeting. Pacifica National Finance meeting, which was open
point
to the
order,
public
Madam
in the
Chair,
first place.
Point of order. Does
yes.
The member have to yell at us? We do not need to be yelled at.
Correct.
Well,
thank
it's
you.
Your business and it's your opinion I'm yelling, but since I'm in my car, I'm speaking loud so that there's no problem hearing me. So turn your record down and it won't be yelled.
Could we proceed, please?
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I call point of order also on Dwayne Lark. There is no need to yell into the phone. And I there's no sense in me turning my volume down so I can't hear anyone else because he wants to yell.
Well, I was saying
okay.
Here don't hear me
Bob
sometimes,
Gardner.
So I'm going to speak at the tone I want to speak at, and you don't get to control me or anything that I say.
That's enough, Dwayne. That's enough. Okay,
no,
let's move on.
He's front me out. Not enough.
This is
Judah.
You don't need to prove her right.
Well, I'm not.
Judah,
you need to be
call.
Fair. What you need to be.
Judah, you're on the call now, right? Okay.
Yes, I've been trying to call in for half an hour.
Yeah, people have had trouble, but I don't know why. The number was available earlier. Anyway, could we get on to
Bob Gardner?
Bob Gardner. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I had forgotten. I didn't write it down. Go ahead.
Nancy asked before Bob.
Yeah. I agree with this. And I'm reminded, I hate to sound trite, but the last time we had an MSRC committee, very early on before we even got our advertising lined up and questionnaires made, Bill was making jokes about whether we had money in the budget. So I find this rather ironic that he seems to be exceedingly interested in what Lyndon has proposed. And my point here is that I think that at our level, that should be considered in the Finance Committee primarily. And certainly, at a minimum, a letter sent to the PNB asking whether or not we would be stepping on their toes. And I don't mind Dwayne's voice. I can hear it well, and I don't hear it so well.
Okay, thank you. Nancy?
Thank you.
Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy? Yeah, thank you. Please, I'm having trouble hearing Adriana. It's very difficult to hear her. I'd like her to speak a little louder. And Dwayne is just fine because the sound is not. I mean, I'm sorry it hurts Teresa's ears, but I would like everybody to speak louder so I can hear.
Okay, thank
you,
Nancy.
Let's
move on, please. We were trying to get...
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
I'd like to move that the minutes from May 13th, 2020 be approved.
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point?
Madam Chair, we can't go to approving minutes. There is a motion on the floor. It is my motion that we call an executive session to consider Lyndon Foley's motion. Perhaps we would might like to have – so I would like to motivate it.
Okay.
So I do have, my motion is that we call an executive session.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
What's your point?
Who seconds Teresa's motion?
Teresa is trying to make that motion now.
I said who seconds. She already made the motion.
You can't second the motion before she finishes making it. Would you allow her the courtesy of making the motion?
No, ma'am. I'm not going to give her the courtesy of the fact that she asked you to motivate the motion, even though you can't hear. Even though I'm talking loud, she's talking loud, you can't hear. She is motivating the motion, and I ask you respectfully, I have a right to know who seconded the motion, because I did. No one seconded the motion.
Madam Nobody
Chair,
seconded the
Sandra,
motion.
I'm seconding the motion that Teresa is trying to make.
Okay,
now,
it's been made and seconded.
Y'all want to play games. I'm not stupid.
Teresa, would you go ahead?
I didn't know about seconding that motion. You're letting her motivate the motion already. So get it in order.
Point of order.
Madam Chair.
You are out of order. Teresa, would you please proceed?
Thank you for recognizing me, Madam Chair.
I have a point of order. This is Patel Adams.
Excuse me. Madam Chair, you have to decide whether these motions that are point of orders are legitimate or not. I'll wait until you address those. Thank you.
I've absolutely lost what's going on. I had so many people shouting. Dwayne had an objection that the motion was being spoken to before it was.
Madam Chair,
what was your objection, Dwayne?
Yes, ma'am.
Madam Chair, may I repeat?
No, please. Let him speak. If everybody is going to shout at once, we can't get anything done. Dwayne, what was your objection to Teresa's motion?
Well, I object to her privilege. Always butting in on people. That's number one. And number two, it is clear that her motion had not been seconded, but yet you were allowing her to motivate her.
May I respond to that, Madam Chair?
No. Well, let's get back to the original thing. Teresa had a motion. Will there be a second to it?
Madam Chair, may I speak? Madam Chair,
yes.
I made the motion, and before anyone could second it, several people interrupted, and then when I finally came in, I said, may I motivate it, but I actually had already motivated it some. But since people were arguing the motion in the midst of their points of order, I felt I needed to motivate it again, and I still do, so I'm waiting for you to allow me to motivate it.
That's what I'm trying to allow.
That's insane logic. That's insane logic.
Order.
Oh, Lord, what's your point? What's your point of order?
You are asking me, Madam Chair, because I'm trying to get your attention in the last 20 minutes. Are you asking me?
I didn't hear you. I am asking you, are you going to sit there and criticize me for not calling on earlier, or are you going to use the time?
If lecturing me, can you give me the floor to speak and do not interrupt me because I asked for a point of order?
I did not understand what you said. I'm sorry. Would you say it again, please?
Point of order.
Your phone is breaking up.
Point of order.
Can what about your point of order?
Yes, Madam Chair. I was the first one putting a motion there that was seconded. And after that, I don't know what happened. All break loose. Somebody dropped me twice already from the meeting. And I cannot know. You cannot hear me ever. Then I've been accused.
What was your motion?
My motion was about the agenda, Madam Chair, and I was dropped after that.
Your motion was about the agenda and objecting to the addition, and we eliminated the objection. Now what's your objection?
No, Madam Chair. My motion was approve the original agenda and was seconded, and that solved the whole incident. I don't know what happened with that because, like I said, somebody complained.
Could we please stop this? Go ahead.
Adriana, that motion, that agenda has been approved. It's a done deal. Your motion passed.
I'm asking.
If you got cut off on the phone, then you missed it. But that's history.
That is my question. The chair could answer me about so many things.
Okay.
Adriana, you objected to an addition that I allowed on the agenda. and that objection was answered by the removal of the item. And now you are objecting to what?
No, Madam Chair. Can everybody else? Nobody understood because after the...
I understand you.
What is your point now? Never mind going back and telling us how terribly you've been persecuted. Tell us what you want on the agenda, please.
Stop disrespecting me. Talk on top of me.
Sally, you're talking to your child or something.
Teresa, yes. For the stack.
Venetia Patel is first.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I said, what happened was when the amendment agenda was rejected, I put a motion to approve the original agenda. I was asking you what happened because I couldn't intervene in the meeting anymore. That's why
I can't understand what you're saying. You are breaking up and your language isn't clear, and I cannot understand what your objection is.
This is Durrell.
Does anybody else know what she's objecting to?
I don't.
She's not objecting to anything. She was telling you that she didn't know where we were.
Because she was dropped off.
Whew. Okay.
Because she was
so
dropped
all you
off.
Have to do, Chair, is let her know.
I am going down a list. We have not gotten to staff recognitions, and the agenda has been approved. Venetia Patel wanted to speak.
I'm good.
You go ahead, Venetia.
He's good. Point of information, Richard?
Yes, Richard.
Wasn't Adriana's motion approved?
Yes. That was the question.
She wanted the item removed from the agenda. That has been approved.
It's been done. That's right. Okay.
Well,
Madam Chair, this is
asking,
Teresa.
But y'all don't pay attention to
oh
her.
Oh, my God. Could we stop, please? This is just over the top.
She's not
there.
Venetia Patel has the floor.
I'm good.
Do you have an objection or anything you want to add?
No, I'm good. I said that
okay,
already.
You're
I don't
good.
Have it.
Okay. Let's move on.
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Okay,
Madam
Teresa,
Chair,
go ahead.
I have a motion on the floor, and I am asking that we conduct an executive session, and I would like to motivate it. I am perfectly all right with you as chair contacting Lydia Brazan and asking if she feels that we need to have an executive session to discuss Lyndon Foley's motion. I don't know whether this would touch upon personnel, so I would be perfectly pleased if she feels that she needs to join us, that you ask her and then decide upon a time to conduct an executive session. Perhaps next Monday or perhaps Sunday evening. I don't know what.
Okay.
But my motion is that we hold an executive session.
Madam Chair,
Sandra Rawlings seconded it.
Please don't start talking. You can just say your name. The only name I heard was Sandra Rawlings. Go ahead, Sandra.
Madam Chair, I was just trying to second Teresa's motion to inquire with the executive director about the purpose of having an executive session. Thank you.
Okay. Can we move on now? Is there anybody else who needs to speak
right
now?
Can we vote, Madam Chair? Can we vote?
Adriana just asked for the floor, but her voice has been lowered, her volume.
I can't hear who it was, and yes, she can have the floor. Who is it?
The only one nobody can hear. Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, what do you want to say?
I want to It's a point of information. Did we already approve the agenda? Richard said yes.
Yes.
Madam
Chair. We approved the agenda without the addition of the newer item.
Close your mouth. Maybe you can open your ears and understand. Let me finish. Stop disrespecting me. As I said, Richard said that my motion to approve the agenda, the original agenda was approved. My question to you is, obviously, orders of the day. Teresa cannot add something to the agenda right now. We need to keep going with the agenda that was approved, Madam Chair. And whatever she's saying is not germane on our next point. Thank you.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to do.
I was trying to move the agenda.
Teresa Allen, may I be recognized,
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair, I tell you what. I will honor Adriana Casanave's point. We can find three directors to call an executive session on our own. Thank you.
Okay.
Yay. What's next on the agenda?
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I would like to move the approval of the minutes from May 13, 2020.
Is there any objection to the approval of those minutes?
I have something to add, Madam Chair.
You have an objection to the approval of the minutes?
I have something to change in those minutes.
Okay, what is it you want changed?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Richard explained only his point. He doesn't have in those minutes what was said, because we give the whole LSB the time, exactly the minutes, that they need to listen to the audio of the previous meeting that he's complaining. He only explained his point. The rest, he obviously left it aside. That doesn't make any sense. Or you explain the whole thing and put your thoughts and somebody else's thoughts, or not put anything. That doesn't make any sense.
The minutes are supposed to include not the discussion, not the reasons, not anything that was said, but what was voted on. That's
exactly
what minutes are for.
Exactly, Madam Chair. That's why I'm complaining about he putting there his thoughts, no emotion, his explanation, without leaving out the explanation that the other people gave. Or you put everything, or you don't put any.
Where are you talking about?
What specifically are you objecting to?
Read your minutes.
I read my minutes.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I didn't ask you if I should read the minutes. I asked you what specifically you were objecting to. You said that he was making comments and not just recording what happened. So what is it that you were objecting to?
As I said before, I try to open the minutes if you give me a few seconds, but what is there is only his rationale. No one was answered. He can put everybody.
I would really request that you take a few minutes and look it over and come back with specifics, not generalities. Then we can take a look at it, okay?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Mary Ann for the check. Mary Ann for the check. Mary Ann.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get. Mary Ann, go ahead.
Once again, Deb, I did not receive any minutes. I don't know what's going on. But apparently, I don't know. I have to check into why I'm not receiving anything.
Well, he said that he's sent them out about 10 o'clock this morning or something like that. Didn't you, Richard?
10:54.
Point of order.
Somebody else would send them to you.
So they should be up.
Maybe they have the wrong answer for you.
I have a point of order. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mary Ann, did you give your email address to Teresa when she asked for it last week?
Yes.
Okay, Teresa said a few minutes ago she just mailed the agenda to you. Haven't you gotten that one?
I got the agenda. Yeah, I got the agenda, but I haven't been
receiving any. Okay, well then, maybe Richard or her.
Mary Ann,
it's about order.
Madam Chair, Teresa, I have sent her the minutes.
Let him finish, please. I have you on the stack, Teresa.
The only other glitch here, as I see it, is that the LSB list has the wrong email address for Mary Ann Martinez.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Okay.
But no, I already checked the LSB list. My email's correct. So I don't know what the glitch is.
I don't know either, but that isn't anything that we can take care of at this meeting. I would suggest you get with Otis or somebody like that to see what why you're not getting the LSB mail.
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Mary Ann. I sent you the agenda. I did not realize that you went that you wanted the minutes. Just now I sent you the wrong minutes, and now I'm resending today's minutes. So look for the second one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. So we're up to minutes approval. Have we? I don't even know if we've approved the minutes yet. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
You're still waiting
here,
on Adriana.
Adriana's going to change it.
She's going to do what?
She's going to correct what she thinks needs to be on there that was left out.
Okay.
That's what you asked her to do, and that's what
she's doing. Can we go on with staff recognitions in the meantime?
I have it, Madam Chair.
Oh, you've got them? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. In the first page, said discussion of recent national governance meeting. There is the whole explanation, but what is not there is that was given, Wayne Lark make a point of order asking that the meeting recording be listening to and came back with, in this meeting with a resolution. What is not put there that we gave exactly the minutes into the second audio that is posted there, exactly the minutes where that exchange about governance elections was very clear. That is not there in the minutes. And I don't see in the minutes, I don't see in this meeting today that somebody listened to what happened in that previous meeting and really understand that what Ted, Nancy, and Dwayne and myself were saying. The governance, volunteers were only two. And the audio is there to prove it.
This is Teresa Allen for
the staff. The new agenda for today, you have an election when that, what is there, wasn't even pay attention to.
May I respond?
Would you let Teresa respond first? She called first, and then I will call on you.
Okay. First of all, I sent the minutes to Mary Ann Martinez. The minutes were from May. Second thing is, having listened to the tape, I realized that there was quite a bit of chaos, and you could not hear. And let me tell you what Otis reported to me. He said that unless someone specifically approaches him and makes arrangements to stream our meetings, they will not be live streamed. He will not be taking his personal time to live stream. There are some other stations that live stream their LSB meetings, but not every station live streams, and there is no mandate to live stream. He also said that it would probably be best if you put an email address on KPFTX that says if you want to participate in the
public
LSB
session.
Meeting in the public session, send your phone number to this email address. And at the point of public comment, then someone will call that person and hook them up to speak during public comment. That is what he recommends for people participating in public comment. All right, so let me go back to this point. Having listened to the tape, it was somewhat I was somewhat unsure, and I do know that I did hear the two, Ted and Nancy, I believe, I did hear your names, but then there was something that I could not hear, and then when it came up, and so I suggest that since Richard Uzzell thought that he was was a candidate, and because we had not conducted any of the elections by email the way that we need to do for elections committee, for example, on the national level, I don't think it would be unfair or unrealistic to have an election of the three candidates, because truly Mr. Uzel thought that he was supposed to be a candidate because he put it in the minutes. And if we notified the PNB secretary that these were the three candidates, then, and we put it in the minutes, then there's nothing to stop us from, at this point, conducting that election. And I think that Terry Goodman is prepared to help us with those elections if we find another teller to help him. Thank you.
Richard to the
okay.
stack.
Okay. Who is that?
Richard.
Richard, go ahead, Richard.
I just wanted to respond to the member's questions about the minutes. I think there are two different things you're talking about. I think you're talking about a motion on the agenda today, and you're talking about the minutes from May 13th. In the minutes, I said, this is what I my point that I brought up when I was was my time to speak, and then after that I said that election has not Sabara Narutomi and Weiskill objected, saying that only those two had been nominated. Therefore, no election was required. Uzel disagreed. Those are what happened. I said this, they said that, and I disagreed. And then Mr. Lark called a point of order asking that that we listen to the recording. And I backed off and said, okay, I'll listen to the recording and come back. And a couple of days later, I sent a letter to everyone saying that I listened to the recording, and I said I could not hear myself, but I know for a fact that I made a self-nomination. And I I'll quote from my letter here. However, I'm still very sure I made the statement, and on the recording around 36 minutes into the second tape, right after Nancy was nominated, there's a muddled sound that must have been my attempt to be heard to self-nominate myself, but it's not clear, and I said that in my letter. I so firmly felt that I self-nominated that I recorded it in the secretary's notes, and then I put it in the minutes, and those minutes were subsequently sent to the board a minimum of twice to all members, and that the board approved them on March the 18th. And I sent that information to the PNB secretary to tell her that we still needed to do those two elections. And then I wrote in here in that letter, I said, therefore, I felt so sure of my self-nomination that when I heard that Weiskill and Sabara Narutomi had attended the governance meeting, I made an objection to the chair of that committee, and then I asked them to get on the agenda last time to discuss it. So it's up to the LSB. The thing that is on the agenda today was put on there by Teresa Allen, and she felt like it was sufficient enough to make her motion. That's a separate thing from the minutes. I put in the minutes what happened, and I don't think that needs to be changed.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe that Richard almost got it perfectly right. But for...
He almost what? I didn't understand what you said.
He almost got it perfectly right, correct. He almost got it perfectly correct in his description of the chain of events. But for, just because you think you hear yourself, that's one of the reasons
exactly.
we have audio tapes. Because
exactly.
audio tapes is part of the record. And
right.
so I would say you can spend all this time you want to on this matter, but that dog is already hunted. And the PNB Governance Committee, has the chair has heard the tape, and anybody else who want to hear the tape. So you can go through all of this extra stuff that you want to, but Mr. Urzel admitted, he admitted at the previous meeting that he was tied up, that he was distracted. Now he comes back and say these other things, but I'm just going to put you on notice. This is a PNB committee, not an LSB committee. And the LSB had its shot at it, and you don't get two shots at it. So you can spend all this time you want to, but they
point
won't be
order.
Seated. Listen,
go ahead.
Ma'am,
what's your point?
You stop this lady from always
point
making
of order.
A point of order
he is,
because she's
he
going to agree
He is yelling and
say.
Pontificating and raising his voice.
Well, you open your
no,
mouth and
on,
say everything and go and do all kinds of things you want to do, and I don't have the right.
Madam Chair, this
my
is
mayor,
nothing
I don't have a right
it,
to speak
making
to
attack
truth,
on me
you,
is
you
nothing to do with
Otis,
my point of order about what he's doing specifically right now.
No, it doesn't. You're right, Teresa. And he does not need to be shouting and haranguing people. That's true. Please use a normal tone.
This member can do
We are
your
not
work.
In a question of your life at danger. You do not need to be shouting. Thank
well,
you.
The fact is, you don't have to talk to folk like you're in a classroom at children either, but you do it. You don't have to admonish folk like you, somebody's mama, but you do it, and you do it consistently. So don't tell me what I can't do.
Madam
well,
Chair,
I'm trying to make the point.
I'm just saying that your shouting is disruptive.
The point
and
I'm trying to
only increases the level of anxiety and anguish in the meeting. It would be more helpful if you would talk in a normal tone. You have
a
very good voice, and you
tone.
Can be heard and understood
Madam
in a regular tone.
In fact,
Madam
you're speaking louder than most
you're
people.
Out of order.
Stop being a hypocrite.
You're out of order.
And you're being a
Madam
hypocrite.
Chair.
You're out of order.
But
Madam
the fact
Chair.
Is that she still
you're
does
still
your
out of
work.
Order.
She does
We've moved
the
on.
Vice Chair's work.
Madam Chair, would you please, Madam Chair, would you please record that? Would you ask the secretary that he be recorded as out of order?
Susie to the staff.
I'm sure he has been recorded as out of order. I've said it about four times.
Strike number one, Madam Chair. Thank you. He's being argumentative with the chair, who's just trying to help conduct the meeting. Thank you.
I know.
Point of order, Bill.
Yes,
Susie
go ahead.
Stack.
Bill.
We pass time
Susie
for public
stack.
Comment.
Can nobody hear me?
Really,
yes,
already?
Susie, I hear you. Susie is next.
Susie is next. I did not hear her. No, good. Susie, go ahead, and then we'll do public comment.
Comment, Madam Chair.
Okay.
First of all, is that the reason we scream is because no one hears us. We are speaking normal, but you do not hear us. So that's why it makes us raise our voice a little louder, and a little louder to see if we can be heard and if we can be respected and be heard.
Now,
what
I can hear you perfectly fine,
okay,
and you are not
okay,
screaming.
Okay, please do not disturb me while I'm speaking. And Dwayne is right. You can't say, I think, I said, I thought, I said. That has never been acceptable, so it's not acceptable today either.
Thank you.
Richard to the stack.
Okay. Good. Teresa was next.
Well, actually, Madam Chair, you said it's public comment session, didn't you say? Public comment now?
We've used up public comment, I think, but I think we should do it anyway.
Is it time for public
Richard,
comment?
Go ahead. First Richard, then public comment, okay?
Just in response to the member, I didn't say that I was distracted. I said that we were having trouble with that meeting. That was the first meeting we've had on telephone like this. And there have been at least a half a dozen complaints about not getting in, not being heard. There are things today that have been said about not getting in, not being heard. And what I'm saying is, in my opinion, I made that self-nomination. Now, if y'all don't want to agree with that and you don't want to consider the election, then vote against it. But I'm telling you what I think is the truth.
Okay. Susie, you've already spoken, right? Who was next?
Comment,
Teresa, you had one more thing to say before
no. Well, ma'am, I'm about to call the question for us to approve.
Yes, okay, good.
I didn't hear a motion, actually, from Adriana Casanave, so I'm going to call the question, and I'm hoping that we can vote to approve the minutes.
Okay. Richard, would you call a roll on the approving of the minutes?
Okay.
I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm here, right? Okay.
You're calling them, calling the roll on approving the minutes.
Okay, Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. I said maybe. Adriana?
I think you're breaking up, Richard. Did you call Adriana?
Yeah. Adriana, okay. How do you vote? Crozier.
Yes.
Foley, yes. Crozier, yeah. Yes. Foley, yes. Gardner.
Chair, this is Nancy. Adriana did not answer.
No,
I
she
know.
Didn't.
I'll come back to her. I'll come back.
He called on her twice, and she didn't answer.
Let me call the roll now.
Drunk.
Relax. Hey, let me call the roll. Let me call the roll. Gardner.
She was muted.
Are you looking for me?
Yes.
Robert, yes.
Somebody just called me, and I was off the line for about 3 minutes.
Okay,
he
roll
just...
yes or no on the minutes.
Oh, you're taking a vote?
Right.
We're taking a vote on the
as
minutes.
Long as,
yes.
As long as they can be amended, I'll vote yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Adriana, are you there? You're off hold? Adriana?
You can't be heard, Adriana.
Okay. James?
Go ahead. We'll call him back to Adriana.
James? Wally?
Yes.
Yes. Lark?
No.
Hi, Wendy's on.
No. No, I got it.
I cannot hear Lark. What's the matter with his voice?
He said no. He said no.
Oh, I cannot hear him. Has he lowered his volume?
Let me have this election. Let me do this election. Come on now. Lewis.
Well, do it correctly then.
I'm doing it correctly, Nancy. Thank you.
And quit dropping people. Do you hear me?
Nobody's dropping
anybody. He's not dropping anybody. Nobody is dropping. It's the connection.
Are you doing that,
Madam Chair?
Can you call
her out of order?
Can you call the people?
Please, you are.
Please?
Yes, you are out of order. Please be quiet and let Richard finish the vote.
Lewis, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez, how do you vote?
Yes. Martinez, yes.
Yes. Miller.
Let me sustain, because I don't know what we're voting on.
We're voting on approving the minutes as amended.
Miller abstained. Moreno.
We're approving the minutes for May the 13th?
Right.
Okay. No.
No. Bill Adams.
I just written right now, no.
I'm sorry?
As it's written right now, no.
No, okay. Rawline.
I vote yes.
Yes. Robbins.
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi.
Well, it doesn't have the minutes that I gave.
Sabara Naratomi, yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah, you did not write that, and you I
yes
told it.
Or
I
no.
recorded. It took me a long time to play that, many, many times.
Madam Chair,
okay.
Call her out of order. Please, yes, you are out of order. We are in the middle of a vote. You vote yes or you vote no. This is not the time for objections.
Why aren't you going to put that in?
You have
yes
to
or
vote
no.
yes or no. You cannot have a discussion in the middle of a vote. In about 3 seconds, I'm going to mark you as abstained.
I'll come back to you.
No, you cannot vote for me.
Right to
I will
you
go back
right
to the PMB
that.
You did that, Deb. And
okay,
you
okay.
That.
Hey, let's move on. Uzzell, yes. Washington.
No.
No, gotcha. Weinman. And
yes.
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 Got you. Weiskel. Dad? Can't hear
I think
you,
he's not here.
Williams?
Yes.
Yes. Willies, did you arrive? No.
Not here.
Okay, Nancy, what? Yes or no?
No, you didn't put the timing
on okay.
the thing. So people
okay, you
okay,
got
this
no.
one.
So
Roger, Wendy's here.
Oh, Wendy. Okay, you want to vote yes or no
yeah,
on the minutes?
From what date?
May 13th.
Which? Yes.
The worthy doctor.
Yes. Adriana?
Deb Shafto?
What? Yes.
Yes.
Adriana?
Adriana, yes. How do you
Adriana,
vote?
Yes. How do you vote?
I don't know what you are voting. I was dropped and
minutes.
I just
We're
came in.
We're voting on the minutes.
We're voting on the minutes.
We are voting on whether
voting
to approve the last minutes as amended.
Without any corrections. What are the corrections?
There are no corrections. No. Let's go.
It's the minutes.
Yes
doctor.
Or no?
No.
Point
no.
of personal point of personal privilege,
no.
Madam Chair. I didn't doctor a damn thing, and I don't
yes,
appreciate that out of order.
Everybody heard what you said, Richard. Live
I don't give
truth.
A damn what you think I said. I said what I said.
Well, go to
Madam
okay,
Chair.
That's enough.
Madam
okay.
Chair.
That's enough. Adriana, how do you vote? Yes or no?
Madam Chair, I already say no. If you stop talking, then
okay,
I drop
that's
you.
Fine.
No.
It's no. Go ahead and tally okay. the votes, please.
It was the March 18th minute, not May. You told Wendy May. She didn't even know what she was voting on. And you dropped Adriana.
March
13th.
It's in the agenda. Look at the agenda.
Read
your agenda.
Why does Bill allowed to get this license of my
Nancy, will you please be quiet?
Problems?
Please, Nancy, you are out of order.
Don't understand what's happening?
Point of order.
That's not necessary. We don't need a running commentary. We're all here.
She keeps maligning me and other people with absolutely no evidence, and it's not true, and it's completely false. Please call her out of order.
Yeah,
and if she continues, please see if you can do something to mute her. I don't know how, but...
Okay, madam.
This meeting is so far out of order, I'm with a hair of just canceling it. Go ahead. What's the vote,
Madam Chair, this is the secretary. Madam Chair, this is the secretary. That the motion passed 12-6-1.
Okay.
Chair,
so the minutes are of that.
Point of order.
The minutes are approved as amended. What's your point?
Point of order.
Please, what's
Not
your point
amended,
of order?
They weren't amended.
Yes, they were.
The point of order
no.
is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Robert
that was the agenda that was amended. Right. Go ahead. Nancy,
point
what's your point?
Is, the point of order is by Robert's Rules of Order. When a secretary or a chair takes a vote, they are supposed to repeat the name of the voter and how they answered so that everyone can hear that it was done.
I did.
She does not do this. No, you
I did.
You're not being able to hear it. It's not
Listen
the
to
secretary's
the
fault.
I did it.
He's not
Can repeating. We move on, please? Staff recognitions is number 4. Is there anybody who is having staff recognitions to make?
Madam
Sandy
Chair,
for
this is Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, I didn't get who was speaking.
This is
Sandy
Sandra, yes, go ahead, Sandra.
Yes, for staff recognitions, I would like to recognize both Robin Lewis and Naboo Abraham for their tireless efforts to keep things going at the station and their efforts to help KPFT with the most recent fund drive and with their recommendations for programming during the COVID-19 pandemic. So my hat's off to both of them for their amazing efforts to try to help. So thank you to Robin and Naboo. Thank you.
Thank you, and I would add mine to yours. Thank you.
Adriana?
Is there any
Sandy.
Other Rick? Adriana, did you ask for the floor?
Marianne.
Yes.
Oh, it's Marianne. Go ahead.
Yes. No, Adriana was.
Oh, it was Adriana first. All right. First Adriana, then Marianne. Adriana?
I'm sorry, but I'm being dropped permanently, and my question is this. I have just one question. What happened with public comment? Because it's 20 minutes into the public comment. What happened? I wasn't on the call.
He went through it.
We didn't do it.
Oh, well, yeah, who cares, right? 25 minutes after, okay.
No, that isn't necessary. That isn't necessary. We'll get to it.
Madam Chair, you were reminded to have public comment, and you chose to let other folk go forward.
Yes.
Yes, I did. My mistake.
Point of order.
Let's do.
Can we move on? Go ahead. Point of order. What's your point?
Yeah. Just Sandy. Hey, we're on staff recognition. We're just about through it. Let's finish that. Go on if we can.
Thank you.
Is my point. I have a staff recognition as well.
Go ahead. Who are you just recognizing?
I want to acknowledge.
Who was it that said they were first?
I want to acknowledge.
I think it was Bob.
No, Sandy. I haven't said anything.
I'm sorry,
Marianne,
who was it?
Sandy.
Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne and then Sandy.
Oh, that was Sandy? Okay. Marianne, go ahead.
And then Sandy. Okay, I want to recognize PT, who provided our community with a wonderful Cajun music for so many years. I think it was somewhere like 20-some years that PT was on the air, and he's beloved by many people, and he's going to be missed.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that and would like to add mine to it, too. Sandy?
Teresa, after Sandy.
Thank you. I want to acknowledge Rourke Smith and the good work he did during Fund Drive. From an economic standpoint, we were a little short, but while on the air, Rourke's show, Wide Open Spaces, and his counterpart on Saturday drew about 50% of our total funding during the drive while we were asking on air. We collected some money before, which I'm not counting in that 50%. So thanks to Rourke.
Wow.
Also, thanks to Pete Little for keeping on with Cajun Bandstand, at least for the moment.
Wonderful. Thank you.